Workers with the Seattle-based contractor Pacific Pile and Marine are driving pilings into the seafloor at A&B Harbor.
Basically, the tip of the piling is on rock, and they're starting to drill into the rock.
This is city engineer Dan Taddock.
Every few feet or so, you can actually hear the drilling now. They're using air to blow the cuttings back out of the piling, so it almost looks like the water is boiling up when you're standing closely.
The contractors are drilling 13 feet into rock to set the pilings. As they drill down, they stop occasionally to blow air into the hole to clear it out. At those moments, between the water bubbling up and the cuttings spraying everywhere, it looks like they've struck oil. The contractors will put in over 60 new galvanized steel pilings, ranging from 12 to 24 inches in diameter. Those will be followed by brand new floats. The work has to be done by March 15th in time for herring season. But there's a side story to the project. A couple years back, volunteers with Sitka's BioBlitz survey found a pair of invasive tunicates, or small marine invertebrates, in A&B Harbor, as well as several other Sitka harbors. Now, these aren't DVEX. That's the invasive tunicate you might have heard about before, the one that sometimes gets compared to the creature from the 1950s horror movie The Blob. DVEX can grow extremely fast, blanketing entire ecosystems and smothering everything around it. It was found in Sitka's Whiting Harbor in 2010, and that's still the only place in Alaska that it's been found. The tunicates in A&B Harbor are called Batrillids, or Harbor Star and Golden Chain tunicates, and they've been much better behaved than DVEX. So far.
You know, we're interested in watching the Batrillid group.
That's Marnie Chapman, a biologist at the University of Alaska Southeast.
Because even though at this point there hasn't been demonstrated massive growth of these, a lot of times what invasives can do is they can hang out at very low levels and then all of a sudden something will change about the environment and then they're able to grow and spread rapidly. So even though that might not be demonstrated yet, it doesn't mean we shouldn't worry about them at all.
The worry is that, given the right conditions, they could suddenly explode, choking out native species. So even though the Batrillids might be hanging out under the radar right now, not really bothering anyone, the goal is to avoid spreading them any further. Because of this, the A&B project permit requires that all of the material from the harbor be disposed of in a different way than usual.
And a lot of times what happens in Alaska is bits and pieces of harbors get sent all over the place when harbors are decommissioned, and so it's potentially, we think, a really effective way of spreading invasive species to really pristine areas in Alaska to take pieces of harbors and move them somewhere else.
So instead, the material from A&B Harbor will be barged down to Seattle and disposed of on land. The wood will be taken to a landfill, the steel pilings will be recycled, and hopefully the process will prevent those invasive stowaways from hitching a ride to any other Alaskan port. Reporting in Sitka, I'm Rachel Waldholz.